This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden campaigns in Wisconsin today. White House correspondent Selena Wang is traveling with the president.
And I had a really interesting conversation with Congressman Mark Pocan. He's very, very critical of the campaign. He says they've already been making mistakes by not putting the president out there immediately after that disastrous debate, immediately doing unscripted moments and interviews. He says putting the president in front of a teleprompter in these official events is not the way to allay those doubts and concerns.
Selena Wang reporting. A judge's ruling striking down parts of Wisconsin's Act 10 public union law is likely headed to the state Supreme Court. Dane County Judge Jacob Frost says putting UW police and state troopers in different categories violates the Constitution's guarantee of equal protection. Republicans say the judge is legislating from the bench. Police say they want people to keep looking for Elijah Vu. They say volunteers are one of the key pieces to their investigation. Elijah hasn't been seen since February after spending a few days with his mother's boyfriend. Investigators say the case is at a standstill. 988 has been the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number for 2 years, but people in Wisconsin who call only get help 77% of the time. Advocates say helpline operators could be better trained.
988 is a good overall resource for individuals. However, we find that people are frequently put in a position where they have to navigate those calls differently because if they come up with a trigger word, it could end up triggering a wellness check.
Abigail Spangers runs a local helpline in La Crosse. People in Wisconsin who want to go sturgeon spearing next year can start applying now. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will pick 500 people to get a 2025 license. They'll be able to spear from Lakes Poygan, Winneconnie, or Butamore. The application deadline is August 1st. State troopers will be watching drivers from buses and large trucks in an upcoming campaign. Wisconsin is averaging 7,000 crashes a year over the last 5 years involving large commercial trucks. 70 people died. The campaign runs all next week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. A woman from Jackson County accused of killing her husband, then burning his body, will stand trial. A judge in Black River Falls this week found Star Myers competent enough to stand trial. Prosecutors say she shot her husband to death in March of last year, then set his body on fire to try to cover it up. She's due back in court in September. A trial date still has not been set. Some people who live at the Romeus Apartments in Chippewa Falls say they were ordered out of their homes because the building is condemned. Engineers inspected the building last week and say they found serious structural problems. The entire east wing of the building has to be evacuated until the owner can shore up the foundation and fix other areas. The tenants were told they have to stay out of the building at least until the inspection is over. A cabin in Nisida, where 6 people died in a fire last week, did not have a rental permit. Authorities say the cabin was listed on Airbnb, but it was never licensed or inspected. The cause of the fire has not been released. It's also not clear if a rental permit would have avoided the fire. The local health department says an inspection is a required part of rental licensing. One of the things inspectors look for is fire safety. Chippewa County is studying the possibility of a new hospital. County taxpayers may chip in half the cost of a feasibility study. County officials heard from the Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative this week. County Administrator Randy Scholes says Chippewa County also needs a new morgue and new space for emergency services. La Crosse's annual Riverfest celebration is underway. It's the 41st edition of La Crosse's Midsummer Festival. The show goes on despite flooding and high water from the Mississippi River. Conditions forced the River City Water Ski Team show to be canceled, but all other Riverfest events are still on as scheduled. The festival runs through tomorrow at Riverside Park. Buttons are available at the gate. It's not clear if the former St. Joseph's Hospital could be reopened. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers split the series in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Colorado Rockies last night 4-3. Milwaukee fell behind early. They also missed some scoring opportunities, leaving base runners in scoring position. The Brewers had snapped a 6-game losing streak playing at Coors Field earlier this week, but ended up splitting the 4-game series with the last place Rockies 2 games apiece. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, big picture, you can say, good, we won a couple games here. We've had trouble here. But the truth is, I'm disappointed. You know, we could have won all 4 games, and that would have put us in a way better position than going forward. I love the way they compete every game, but there was a ton of opportunities tonight.
NFL Quadzilla in the Quad Cities. Packers running back A.J. Dillon competing this week in the John Deere Pro-Am Golf Classic. Dillon on the young receivers on the Packers roster.
Yeah, I mean, these young guys, the young tight ends, the young receivers, you know, the whole story all the time is, oh, the youth. Well, the youth is stepping up, and they're looking great, so I'm happy for them.
Training camp starts in about 2 weeks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. TikTok sensation Haley Welch, a.k.a. the Huck Tua girl, now has representation. It's about time. I still don't get the Huck part of the move. Seems kind of gross, but apparently some people think loogies are sexy. Welch signed with an agency called The Penthouse. Sounds about right. She is hoping to launch a career as a social media star after she showed the world how she does foreplay. Welch told the Plan Bree Uncut podcast, she's grateful for the opportunity and says, I say something silly and my life has changed. Isn't God great? Country music star Zach Bryan is the latest to buy into the craze when he pulled Welch on stage during one of his concerts and she performed the move for the entire audience. We have so much to learn from Haley. When asked what her parents and family think, the Huck Tua girl said, they know how I am because you never know what comes out of my mouth. Well, they do now, Haley. For what it's worth, that's the same sound someone makes when given the Heimlich maneuver. The 4th of July typically means a big weekend at the summer box office. This year should not disappoint. Opening this weekend is Disney Pixar's Despicable Me 4, which is expected to be the film that finally knocks off Inside Out 2 from the top spot. The most recent installment is pulling a not-quite-fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but the franchise has enough street cred with audiences to put the butts in the seats. Despicable Me 4 stars Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, and Miranda Cosgrove. Another highly anticipated opening is Maxine, a film about a young, aspiring actress in 1980s Hollywood that gets drawn into the world of adult films, all while a serial killer haunts the LA streets. If you want to watch a moving picture from the comfort of your own home, Eddie Murphy stars in Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F., which is now available to stream on Netflix. The film is receiving a fresh rating from Rotten Tomatoes and has some of the same old cast members, including Judge Reinhold and John Ashton, and has added a fresh face in Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Have fun at the movies. Matthew Perry had over $1.5 million in his personal bank account at the time of his death. People magazine reports that the late actor wanted his items to be put in an account named the Alvy Singer Living Trust. Alvy Singer was the name of Woody Allen's character in Annie Hall. His full list of assets has not yet been disclosed. An investigation into Perry's death by the LAPD, DEA, and U.S. Postal Inspector is nearing a conclusion. There is nothing like being on a reality competition show as a celebrity contestant and then wanting nothing to do with it. Such is the case with Jason Mraz. He told Jesse Tyler Ferguson on his Dinners on Me podcast that he thought he would only be part of the show for 2 or 3 weeks before being voted off, but then realized he was one of the better dancers and would be there the entire time. He says he missed his cat so much he wanted out and started asking his friends not to vote for him. Despite this, he still made it to the final round. Not a fan of cats, but I admire the conviction. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible through early to mid-afternoon today. It'll be mostly cloudy through midday and then gradually clearing here this afternoon. High today, 72. Tonight, clear 55. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.